joints.
And man, this part is
Rose.
What? The upper part of a man's body is his
breast.
Okay, would you say that about a man?
About a what?
A man.
No, you call it his chest.
Okay. And these are the
shoulders.
And this is the
legs.
And
foot.
And I have 2
feet.
And this bone right here.
That's your leg bone.
Or that sensitive bone there.
It's your leg bone.
Say I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
leg.
Would you ever say shanks or shins?
Well, you could. Yeah, it could be a shank or a chin.
Or what?
Or a shin.
Do you use that word much yourself?
No.
And say if you're down in this position, you call that
squatting.
Any other expression for that?
No, I'd call it squatting.
Did you ever hear the expression hunker down?
Yeah, I've heard that.
What does that mean?
Means the same thing, squatting.
What, do you use that expression much? Or?
Not much.
Would you ever call this, what would you call this part of your leg?
That's your thigh muscle.
Uh-huh. Would you ever call that the hunker?
No, I'd call it the thigh muscle.
Okay. Say someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Looks puny.
Okay. And someone who's in real good shape, you might say he's big and...
Husky.
Okay. Any other words?
Big and husky is what I'd say.
What do you mean by husky?
I mean his foot looks like he's full of blood and husky and got a lot of power. And looks like he'd be rough to tangle with.
Okay. And do you ever use the word stout?
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of people stout. See, I'm kind of on the stout side.
What do you mean? How's stout different from husky?
Well, they're a little fat and plump.
Would you ever use that word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
About what?
Butter that was turning
no,
bad?
No, I'd call that sterile.
You call it what?
Getting sterile.
Okay. And, someone who's... Is that... You mentioned earlier, rancid, or...
Yeah.
Is that the same... All the same thing?
No, they're a little different, sir. That means when it first starts to get in that way. Now, rancid means when it gets old.
Mm-hmm.
Real old.
Mm-hmm. And the getting stare?
That means when it first starts.
Uh-huh. I see. Someone who's always smiling and very rarely loses his temper, and you say he's mighty
high-tempered.
But if he never loses his temper, you say
he's mighty calm.
Okay. And someone who's really easy to get along with would be?
They'd be mighty calm.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the word good-natured or pleasant?
Yes,
or?
I've used good-natured and pleasant.
How, what do those words mean?
Well, that means somebody that's easy to get along with. And pleasant means somebody that's pleasant. They're just as pleasant as they can be.
What do you mean pleasant?
Well, I mean pleasant.